With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now by visiting wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGPN to receive a 3-athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of your free picks and podcasts. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. For additional content from me, check out my website, lockbetting.com. It's a website where we have just delivered our clients 100 months in a row of transparent track profit. And the 100th month was huge with £4,100 of transparent track profit for my clients. That's good for over $5,500 cashing in every single sport that we bet. And we are looking to do it again here in the 101st month. Ton of content to bet on. We have, of course, the return of the Champions League. We have domestic soccer returning this weekend. We have 3 more weeks of the NFL. We have the MLB playoffs. We have boxing. We have tennis. We have WWE from Saudi Arabia. We have everything coming up in the next 2 weeks. So it is still worth signing up this month over at lockbetting.com to be a part of that 101st month. 101 months of profit means that for 8 years and 4 months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. And this is all transparent track profit. If you look at the pin tweet at SGP Soccer, the Twitter account, that's at SGP Soccer. Look at the pin tweet and it'll be the P&L from the previous month, that 100th month. You will see that we made over £4,100. That's good for over £5,500. And if you go to the lockbetting.com site, it's free to look at all the old P&Ls where you can see that the 100 months is truly legitimate, truly transparent, truly tracked, and truly real. And you have the chance to get involved with that by signing up this month and getting all of the plays over at lockbetting.com. If you don't want to start right at the top with the top track package, you can just start initially by getting some additional podcasts. You'll get the European show this weekend and during the week, whereas you get the key game show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. Over there, you will get 2 bonus shows for the Champions League. It will be a podcast on Tuesday covering all of Tuesday's games, a podcast on Wednesday covering all of Wednesday's games, and of course, the Europa League show as well, where we take a selection of games from across the Europa League and break them down for you on one podcast. So it's kind of like getting a bunch of premium picks for very cheap on a single podcast. Of course, all of these podcasts, all of these Champions League shows, the European show and the Europa League show all conclude with a bonus lock. We have been on a solid, solid lock run as of late. We are 22-3 with our locks overall here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. If you don't include those locks that you get over at lockbetting.com, I am on a 14-1 free lock run across my Sports Gambling Podcast Network shows. That 12-1 in soccer, as only two of those plays came from the fight show. So 12-1 soccer run with the only loss coming when Italy's 37-match unbeaten run was ended. That subsequently ended my 11-0 lock run. But since then, we have bounced back with two winning international locks, taking our run to 14-1, 12-1 in soccer. And we look to continue that here on the show with our content across the Soccer Gambling Podcast this weekend, right here with Scommessa Italia and, of course, the EPL show as well. We begin here with the early kickoff here in Italy as Spezia host Salernitana. It's 11-10 on Spezia, it's 5-2 the draw, and it's 11-5 on Salernitana. It's fair to say this is a relegation six-pointer already, as these are two of the worst teams in Italy, and they will be looking here to be beating the other in order to move out of the relegation positions that they are in. I think Spezia are a little bit better than Salernitana. They have more Serie A experience, and I think they find a way here to win this home game. But I'm more certain that we see goals here in this one as the two teams try and attack each other looking for a positive result. Over 2.5 goals has landed in just over 68% of Spezia's home Serie A games since the start of last season. There have been at least 3 goals in 4 of the last 5 meetings between the two sides, with the home side conceding the most goals in the league so far this campaign. So they may need to score a couple of goals to make my prediction come true that they win this game. But I'm more certain that we see some goals here in this one. So over 2.5 goals as your opening pick for this game here, the 2 o'clock kickoff in Italy between Spezia and Salernitana. Up next, we move on to Lazio versus Inter Milan. I think this would be the biggest game on paper this week if we didn't have Juventus versus Roma closing out things on Sunday. Inter Milan are the 11-10 favourites to win it. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 21-10 here on Lazio. I think the best way to bet this would to be taking the Inter team total here at over 1.5 goals. That one here is available at 10-11. So rather than taking them to win at 11-10, take them to win at 10-11, because I don't see Inter Milan grinding out a 1-0 scoreline here. I do think it'll end up being something like a 2-1 or a 3-1, something like that, where they will need to score 2 goals to win this game. Plus, if you take this play on the over and it ends up being a 2-2 draw or a 3-2 loss for Inter Milan, then you don't have to sweat it. Or you don't have to sweat it anyway as soon as your 2 goals have scored. And I don't think you're going to be sweating 2 goals as much as you're going to be sweating a win in this game. I think they're very much more likely to draw 2-2 or lose 3-2 or be in a 3-all draw or be winning 2-1 and Lazio pushing for the equaliser and you're sweating out this win simply because you didn't take a 10-11 minus 110 over an 11-10 because you took them to win on the money line as opposed to taking the over 1.5 team total. So why do I like this play? It's because Lazio have conceded 20 goals in the last 5 matches and Inter Milan are the top scorers in the league with 22 goals and they're scoring at an average of 3.1 goals per game, and they've also scored at least 2 goals in the last 12 Serie A matches. So that's strong supporting data, and the price isn't as wide as it should be. The price should be shorter on them to score over 1.5 goals compared to the money line. So I'm not going to sweat the win. I'm just going to take the total, and I'm hopefully going to cash way before the money line and be out of sight while people there on the money line are sweating the play whilst we've already cashed. So Inter Milan over 1.5 goals team total at 10-11 will be my play for this game here between Lazio and Inter. Up next, looking at the final game here on Saturday, and it's the other Milan team. It's AC Milan. They've had a strong start to the season, which is why they are the 3-5 favourites here to beat Verona. It's 10-3 to draw, and it's 9-2 on Verona. You would think that this is a somewhat decent price here by the books on AC Milan, given their strong start to the season. But Verona, they are competitive, and there is strong data here for them to find a net. So Milan as well, they may need to do similar to Inter and find 2 goals here in this game. Both teams have found a net in five of AC Milan's last six games, and both teams have scored in five of the last six meetings between these two teams. Verona have seen both teams score in five of their last seven games, with over 2.5 goals landing in seven out of the last eight. So again, strong data to suggest that AC Milan may need to score twice. And actually, in this particular game, Milan to score two goals is a bigger price than Milan on the money line. So you're actually getting more value on taking the total here. So in back-to-back games, we're going to be taking the over 1.5 team total. So that's the same for both Inter and AC Milan. That will be easy for you guys to remember when you're betting this on Saturday. And Milan to score over 1.5 goals in this game is available at 4-6 minus 150. Up next, we move on to Sunday, where things start bright and early, 11:30 a.m., 6:30 a.m. Eastern Time, with Cagliari versus Sampdoria. Don't think many of you are going to be up to watch this one. Cagliari are the slight favourites here at 6-4. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Sampdoria are the slight underdogs here at 13-8. This could easily be a draw, but I'd rather be on the side of Cagliari here as a pick. That one here is available at 17-20. Reason I like Cagliari is because they are undefeated in the last 13 home matches against Sampdoria in all competitions. There have been over 2.5 goals scored in Sampdoria's last five Serie A games, though, and Cagliari have scored at least two goals in eight of the last nine home matches against Sampdoria in all competitions. So that is supporting data for goals, both teams to score over 2.5, but I think I'd rather just be on the side of Cagliari. If you were to lose this game as a pick, which would mean Sampdoria winning it, if you were to lose money, you would be on the wrong end of Cagliari losing a 13 game undefeated streak against Sampdoria. So that would mean they would not go 14 games in a row undefeated. So I'm happy to take the pick because the draw pushes here as a pick, which is a high possibility. But also, if anyone's going to win it based on that data, it should be Cagliari at home against Sampdoria. Sampdoria haven't had a great start to the season, neither have Cagliari. So this is your typical mid-table game in Italy. And there's a lot of these. It's really a big difference between the teams at the top and the teams at the bottom. We haven't seen one of those surprise names come to the top of the table here in Italy and had a good start. We haven't seen that. It's been very, very clear. The good teams are doing good, apart from Juventus, who started very poorly, and the bad teams are doing bad. And there's a clear divide here on Italy. There is no barking dog. There is no surprise package. It's been very, very clear cut. And the top teams, with the exception of Juventus and maybe Atalanta as well, have started poorly. We look at Atalanta next, and they are currently sitting down in eighth place, which is very poor because they were supposed to be title contenders, as were Juventus. They were the teams who were first and third in the market, and there really wasn't too much between Atalanta and last season's defending champions Inter Milan. That was because Inter Milan sold key players like Hakimi and Lukaku, but it hasn't really affected them. Whereas Atalanta, they've surprisingly implemented a more pragmatic and defensive approach, obviously thinking they needed to work on that side of the game to challenge for the league, but they just haven't been the same free-scoring Atalanta that just would outscore teams. And it'd be interesting to see how they come back off this international break here. They start away to Empoli, and then a Wednesday they play against Manchester United at Old Trafford in the Champions League. I will be going to that game. Atalanta here are the same price as AC Milan were here at 3-5 to win this game away to Empoli. It's 16-5 to draw, and Empoli are the 17-4 underdogs. I think for me, this is a straight play on Atalanta on the money line. I don't think this team can afford to drop too many points. Otherwise, they'll be way out of the title race. They are undefeated in the last nine away Serie A matches that extends across the last season. Empoli have conceded at least two goals in the last four Serie A home games. And the visitors now are undefeated in five of the last six meetings with Empoli on the whole. So I think their class will tell here. I think they'll get a win. I think they need to get a win. Their poor start means that, like Juventus, they cannot drop too many more points, and I'm taking Atalanta to win this type of game here, and I like them here 3-5 on the money line straight up here against Empoli. Up next, we look at Sassuolo here. They travel to Genoa, where they are the 6-5 favourites to pick up an away win. It's 12-5 on the draw, and Genoa here are the 2-1 home underdogs. Sassuolo games usually feature some goals, and I don't think this one will be too different, but I'm going to be taking the same bet here for the third time on the show. I'm going to be taking Sassuolo to beat their team total here at over 1.5 goals as well. This is because this Genoa team have failed to keep a clean sheet in the last 6 games against Sassuolo and in 11 games overall, whereas Sassuolo have scored first in 4 of the last 5 meetings with Genoa, who have conceded at least 2 goals in their last 5 home Serie A matches. So I'm taking the same principle here as the Inter Milan result. It's pretty much the same price. In fact, it's even money. So plus 100 for Sassuolo to score over 1.5 goals. It's the same philosophy. I think Sassuolo are more likely, and it's going to be more easy for them to get to 2 goals than it will be that they cash a money line play. This takes away all the elements of a 2-2 draw, a 3-3 draw, even a defeat here for Sassuolo. All they need to do is get to 2 goals, and also takes the element away of a sweat if they're 2-1 up here late in the game with Genoa chasing an equaliser. You don't have to worry about it because you cashed early. And as I said, I think it will be easier for you to cash them to score 2 goals and beat this over 1.5 team total than it would be for them to take the money line. And the price difference is very minimal, getting even money here as opposed to taking the 6-5 odds here for them to win the game. Up next, we look at Udinese here at home to Bologna, where Udinese are the 5-4 favourites here. It's 23-10 the draw, and Bologna here are available at 2-1. In this particular game, I see goals here, and I think both teams will be able to find the net. That one here is available at 3-4. Both teams have found the net in 5 of the last 7 meetings between the sides, and Bologna come into this having failed to win their last 7 away Serie A matches. So that's why Udinese are a favourite here, and I'm expecting them to get the win here at home. They have, though, just won once at home this season against newly promoted Venezia. So there isn't strong supporting data for any kind of particular result here. I just think we'll see goals in this game. Not necessarily confident we see a lot. This could easily play out to a 1-1 draw, which will maintain the poor home record of Udinese along with the very poor away record here of Bologna. So safest way to go, both teams to score. That one's available here at 3-4. Up next, we look at the league leaders, Napoli, who have a 100% record here coming into this game. They've started the season with 7 wins out of 7 so far, and they are the 2-5 favourites to continue that here after the international break at home to Torino. It's 18-5 here on the draw, and it's 13-2 here on Torino. It's difficult to add much value here to this Napoli game. I think I would be reaching if I look for something other than just taking them on the money line here and adding that to something to form a parlay. But we don't really pick, or we don't pick things under 1-2 minus 200 here on this show. So I have to stretch to find a play. And I have gone for Napoli and over 2.5 goals, which is at plus money here at 11-10. Napoli have been dominant at home, winning 15 of their last 22 games at the Diego Armando Maradona Stadium since the start of last season. Both teams, though, have found the back of the net in nearly 60% of those 22 games I just mentioned, but Torino won just 23% of their away games since the start of last season, with both teams scoring in 64% of them. So there's strong supporting data for Torino to contribute towards that over 2.5 goals, but I don't want to rely on that. I just want to have 3 goals to be scored in this game, which gives me license to cash with Napoli winning this game by themselves 3-0 or 4-0 or something like that. So yeah, I'm going to take Napoli to win and over 2.5 goals. Let me reiterate, this is a little bit of a stretch just because I was trying to pick something at better to 1-2 minus 200. I actually think Napoli are a decent price here at 2-5 on the money line, and I will be looking to parlay them with something here on Sunday. Up next, we close out here with the game of the week on Sunday night as Jose Mourinho's Roma travel to Juve here, where Juve, who are recovering, are the even money favourites to maintain their recovery here after a poor start this season. It's 13-5 the draw, and it's 3-1 here on AS Roma. It's fair to say that Roma have had a better start to the season than Juve, who struggled. Roma have 4 wins from their 6 games. However, one of the things Mourinho hasn't sorted out is the defence and the away form, because their 2 defeats have both come away from home. So with 4 wins from 6, the 2 losses have come in 3 of their away games. So they've lost 2 of their 3 away games, and they're still continuing to concede a bunch of goals on the road. Roma have conceded at least 2 goals in 9 of their last 10 Serie A away games, whereas Juventus have won 5 of the last 6 meetings between these two here at this home ground, and they come into this with 15 wins in their last 22 home games since the start of last season. The visitors have won just 27% of their away games since the start of last season. So Mourinho really has a job to do here. And for a manager who prides himself on the way he sets his teams up defensively, he has a big job to do here against Roma. I don't think Juventus is the game that you want here coming back off the international window. This is a team that have beaten your team 11 times out of the last 12 here at this particular ground, and I don't see anything changing here. I think there's solid value here on a Juventus team who are making a recovery, and I think that they hand Mourinho's team their third away defeat of the season so far out of four. So suddenly it won't look like such a pretty picture. 7 games played, 4 games won, 3 lost and 3 defeats out of 4. That's 75% of your away games lost. So it does seem to look like a lot of the same problems as last season, if that is the result at the end of the day on Sunday. But that's what I'm going for. I'm going to go for Juve to win this game here on the money line, and that's available at even money here in this one. Closing out with a lock here on this show, I talked about Napoli and said how I looked at them as a very good parlay piece this weekend, how I see them getting to 8 wins out of 8 this season. I do firmly believe on that, and that's why I've tried to include him here with the lock. The second part of this parlay is going to be taking Juve here as a pick, as I definitely don't see Roma getting things together on the road enough to the point where they win away to Juventus. Plus, one thing I didn't mention when I was breaking that game down is the possibility that Tammy Abraham will be out of the game. He limped off after just coming on for 15 minutes in the England match in midweek where they played at home to Hungary. So there are concerns over Tammy Abraham's fitness. He's had scans but haven't shown any breakages or any significant damage, just heavy bruising. But it's heavy to the point where they are taking out laser treatment on that to try and decrease the inflammation around it. So even if he does play, and even if that scientific process and medical process does work, I don't think that he'll necessarily be at 100% anyway. I don't think he'll start. I think he'll be on the bench. I don't think he'll win the race here to start this game. And either way, look at the statistical data. Roma are poor away from home. Juve are on a decent run, winning 15 of the last 22 at home and winning 5 of the last 6. I think they'll manage to win this game, and I'll be adding them here as a pick. So both selections here are available at 2-5 here for this parlay. That means you get odds here of 19-20, which is just a shade under even money plus 100 here for the parlay. So once again, running through those selections, it's Napoli on the money line to go 8 wins out of 8. They're at home to Torino. That's available at 2-5. And then we've got Juve at the same price here at 2-5 as a pick to win or push here at home to Roma. I was very tempted here to simply just take Juve here on the money line at even money. I do think that does represent a decent value. So if you want to create your own parlay here for Napoli, if you think you can parlay them together with something across the European slate, perhaps something from the EPL, then by all means do that. My official play is going to be this, but I would not dissuade you from simply taking Juve here on the money line. I do think that's a strong play, and that was under lock contention here for this show. That's it for me in this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.